Welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars, brought to you by ProTrans. Brian Sexton with Jeff Loggeman here in New Orleans, where the Jaguars have just landed and arrived at their team hotel, getting ready for their showdown at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome tomorrow with the Saints. And the big question with New Orleans is who's going to play. Will number 9, Drew Brees, take the field, and what of his supporting cast?
Might be the biggest injury question mark the Jaguars have had all year long. Drew Brees, over 60,000 career passing yards. You know, if you look at them as a team, if you took him out of the equation, I really don't know how good they would be. I mean, defensively, they're very poor. But offensively, he is the motor that makes them go and gives them a great chance week in and week out.
He's playing with a partially torn tendon in his foot. They say he can't hurt it anymore.
I've had one of those. It's called plantar fasciitis, but his plantar fascia is supposedly torn. The same injury that Peyton Manning is dealing with. Incredibly painful. They say that when it tears, it's a little less painful than just when it's strained. But as a quarterback and as a football player, it's very difficult to play with, and they were trying to tape it up last week. He finished the game, which was truly incredible if he actually tore that in the game Monday night against the Detroit Lions.
So having had that, how effective can he be? And he's a mobile guy. He can move around in the pocket. If he's immobile, does that make a difference?
Well, I think it makes a big difference for Drew Brees because, you know, we're talking about a 6-foot quarterback who likes to move around in the pocket to find the open throwing lanes. It's not like he's a Blake Bortles, 6'5", 6'6", can stand in the pocket and see over the top of everybody to make the throws. So it's very important to him. But, you know, Drew Brees earlier this year had a shoulder injury. He only missed, I think, one week out of it, which is truly incredible for a quarterback to have a shoulder injury, only miss 1 week. So I expect him to play, but that's the one that everybody's going to be watching.
All right, Jaguars probably play without some of their guys, too. I mean, T.J. Yeldon has the knee. Talvin Smith is the interesting one, though, because he is a guy who can get to the quarterback.
Well, he's a guy that can get to the quarterback. He's involved in all facets of the defense. He's got incredible speed, makes plays all over the field, one of the top five tacklers in the NFL. Big loss. He's got the finger. He's got the shoulder. Played in a lot of pain last week. That's a big loss for this defense. He might be their best defensive player all year long, consistently week in and week out. If he cannot play, Hayes Pollard is going to end up getting the start. Did some good things last week in substituting for Telvin, but he's not Telvin.
All right, so the Saints could be down both their offensive tackles. Marcus Colston was ruled out today. Jaguars also traveled with about one guy that's been traveling on a regular basis for a while.
Yeah, well, we'll just leave the initials at PK. You know, kind of highly disappointed that he didn't make the Jaguars trip.
All right, well, we'll see if there's a new addition to the team when we get home. That's it. Jaguars and Saints tomorrow here in New Orleans. It's a 4:05 kickoff. We'll have the best coverage on Jaguars.com. Enjoy the day.